Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and I don't know, I think they're still partying over there in Fort Collins. It was pretty crazy last night leaving the stadium, hearing all the honking horns around Fort Collins. It was a pretty cool experience. You know, it's a strange year for sure, but that was pretty special, listening to the honking going around. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Steve Addazio. Coach, first off, congratulations on an absolutely huge win over Wyoming last night.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Brady, appreciate it. It was a great night here, and certainly having a chance to get the boot back and to celebrate that win with our program was fantastic.
What does that mean to you, Coach, personally? I mean, as you know, you've looked at the history of this series, of this rivalry, and Rams fans have been, you know, in the blues for several years now against this Cowboys team. This is the rivalry. This is that game. You ask most Rams fans, this is the one they want to win. What does that mean to you personally, Coach?
Well, I mean, it just fires me up. You know, I love the rivalry games in college football, and this is one of the greatest ones out there. And the passion that our fan base, our players, our program has, and the passion that the team up north, Wyoming, has. I mean, they, you know, this will obviously further ignite a great rivalry anytime, you know, it's been lopsided. And so this will obviously restoke that, which is great for college football. And they have a heck of a program, and we were fortunate enough to play as a team in all three phases and play real physical style of football and get that boot back here, which was really very, very important to our program.
Yeah, I was listening to your post-game, Coach, about all three phases. I mean, it doesn't get much more proven than that in all three phases. Defense was rocking, offense, special teams. I mean, a 47-yard field goal late to really put this one out of reach. Punting was sensational. But let's look at that defensive side of the ball. It all starts early. Marshawn Cameron with that pick six and then a forced fumble. This defense was flying all over the place, Coach. I've talked to several Rams fans. They don't remember the last time they've seen such an aggressive display of defense from this team.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that, especially up front, I thought we played to our strength. The strength of our defense is the front, and I thought they dominated. To me, it all starts up front, both sides of the ball. I thought our offensive line played well. I thought our defensive line played exceptionally well. And when you can win up front like that, it gives you great opportunity.
Yeah, I was listening to Marshawn Cameron mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but he said last week, you know, similar look on defense, he might have missed an opportunity or two against Fresno State. That wasn't the case on that pick six against the Cowboys.
No, we had to win the turnover battle. That was one thing we talked about a week ago, and we were able to do that this week, which was critically important. You know, we had six sacks, we won the turnover battle, and those are all, you know, really, really important. And, you know, I think we also talk here about something called the daily double. And you got to win the daily double. And the daily double is, you know, winning the turnover battle and winning the explosives battle. And so on offense, you're trying to create explosives. On defense, you're trying to stop them. And obviously the same be true with turnovers, which is, they say if you win the daily double, you know, you got a 90% chance to win the game. I like those odds.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joining us now, CSU head coach Steve Addazio. You talk about explosive, getting Dante right back in the mix. 10 receptions for 146 yards, a key third down reception. I mean, it's night and day. You know, you got a lot of great offensive players on this roster, Coach, but getting Dante right in there just adds another element.
Yeah, I mean, he sure does. And, you know, we were losing Warren Jackson early because we weren't playing, and he went to the NFL. He was one of the dominant players in the league. And then we lost Cam Butler, who's an explosive tight end, in early training camp for the season. So then with the contact tracing on Ty and on Dante, you know, we really were very, very limited in numbers out on the perimeter. So it was great to get him back.
Yeah, no question. A guy you had last week, too, and just continues to put up big numbers. He'll be in the NFL someday. It's just a question of which round. Trey McBride, 5 receptions, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. He blocks like an absolute monster. My favorite touchdown, though, he's dragging a defensive back into the end zone. I love that mindset that he carries every single game.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's a competitor. He loves football. And he's just got tremendous ball skills. And like you said, I agree with you. That play where he kind of just carried the guy into the end zone was a statement play.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, obviously some quarterback decisions over the last couple of weeks. You go with Patrick O'Brien. O'Brien had a sensational game, 255 yards, two touchdowns. You see this offensive line creating a lot of opportunities, too. What can you say about the quarterback play last night?
I thought Pat did a great job. You know, I thought he the week before, I thought Toddy did a great job. Pat came in at the end and did a great job. And then, you know, Pat started this game and did a phenomenal job. So, he threw the ball well. He led the team well. So I think we have two guys that are pretty talented, kind of different styles, but both are very talented guys, and both are unselfish guys. So, yeah, I was really proud of Pat and how he played last night, and thought he just did a great job.
Yeah, they're both very supportive of each other. And Coach, are you still kind of in that mindset of, hey, we look at every single matchup, and that depends on what we're looking at as far as that quarterback position?
Well, you know, it certainly was week one. We were, you know, I think, moving forward here, I think as we get to really learn our team, and then, you know, I say this every week, people, this is this new normal routine right now where you just don't know on a given week where you're going to be in terms of who's available and who's not. I mean, you can get wiped out with a bunch of players in a blink just by contact tracing. So I just think, you know, you keep an open mind on how each week's going to go. But, I certainly thought that Pat did a fantastic job, but I think there's also a role in there as well for Toddy and his and what he brings to the table. So just have to keep evaluating as we move forward, but I thought we had a good rhythm going last night.
And talking to us on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU head coach Steve Adazio. And Coach, we appreciate you doing this on short notice. That win, that celebration, of course, sweet. It was awesome for so many reasons, but unfortunately no fans in the stands. What was the emotions like for you guys, for your team, after everything that's been going on? This has been such a crazy year for everybody. Football has been absolutely upside down. You guys have all been adjusting to different schedules. What was it like not only to get that win, the first win this season, but to lift that boot up?
I mean, it was a sensational feeling last night. I can just tell you that our locker room celebration was phenomenal. Toby McBride did a great job Wednesday night talking about the rivalry and what it's meant. He's been here the longest of anybody on our team. And, you know, it just had a little video from 5 years ago, and it just really brought a lot to it. And then the emotion on the field, the our team celebrating getting that boot back after 5 years. And I received a text today from our chancellor and just talked about how that boot had gone through the jungles in Vietnam. And just, I mean, it hit me today when I read that. It's an amazing, history and symbolism of what that meant. And, I'm a historian kind of guy too. So just talking to you about it right now kind of brings chills to me. So our kids recognize how important and what the boot represents. So it was a real emotional night. It was a great celebration night. I think our team took a big step forward from a week ago, which, you know, we felt we probably would do. And now, you know, as great as it is, and it's phenomenal, we got to get ready to – we're in here this morning obviously getting ready for Boise. And, the season, as you know, doesn't stand still for anybody. We probably play the best schedule of anybody in the league in terms of most competitive schedule. And we go right from Wyoming, which is a phenomenal team, to Boise, and it just keeps rolling forward.
Coach, one more for you, just on the McBride side of it. What's your relationship like with both of those guys, Toby McBride, Trey McBride? There was so much uncertainty about both of those guys this season, one with injury, one with transfer portal opportunities perhaps. You talk to these guys, they both come back ready to go, and here you go, you beat Wyoming. What's that relationship like between you and those young men?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I have a great relationship with both of them. I love them. I mean, I just love them. They're just tremendous people. They're family. They're just really great people. And these are two wonderful young men. I mean, you talk about represent this university in a first-class fashion. You talk about competitive guys, team guys, loyal guys. I mean, I just really so much fun to be around and just tremendous people, and will be long ambassadors for this university for a long time to come.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, we'll let you go on that one. Good luck next week against Boise. I know you guys got to get right back to work. We appreciate you doing this with us today.
No problem, Brady. Thanks for having me on. Go
right.
Rams.
We'll catch up with you soon. That's CSU head coach Steve Addazio. Great win. Great victory there by Colorado State, finding a way to beat Wyoming. And I'll admit, the Rams are up 14-0 in this game. And there's still a part of me that's thinking, I don't know. I don't trust it yet. I've seen this Rams team bounce out. I've seen this offense drive down the field and do it. I'm waiting for something to change. And, of course, Wyoming makes it interesting. You know, they get within a touchdown once, and they scored 14 in the second. But it felt like CSU continued to answer the bell. Every time Wyoming threatened, they'd get a couple of key first downs, or they'd get a big stop or two, forcing some punts. It just seemed like Colorado State was one step ahead the entire night. Now you got the big challenge coming up. Coach said it. You know, you got to look forward to Boise State. Right now, they're the top, what? I think they're sitting at 21, 21st best team in the nation, ranked 21st, and they got BYU, who's close to top five, I believe, this weekend. So we'll learn a lot about Boise State. That is a challenge. I mean, listen, I don't expect anything there, Colfax, but I kind of feel like an idiot going against this team after what I witnessed last night, because I had Jesse Kurtz on the program of the Mountain West Conference Network yesterday, and I asked him, I said, Nevada, are they legit? Are they going to be good? We all kind of thought so, and he said, absolutely, they're going to be good. All right, well, Wyoming damn near pulled that upset and that come from behind win off against Nevada. And I said, is Wyoming going to be good? And he said, hey, Wyoming looks to be a damn good football team too. So I'm looking at that thinking, Wyoming's a challenge for Colorado State. You know, things are going to have to go perfectly if they want to beat them. Well, they did. But that's because you caused that. This defense was flying all over the place. Guys were stepping up in a big way. And, hey, you got to be happy if you're a Rams fan today. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Sounds a little tired, doesn't he? I mean, it was a late game. I mean, I didn't get out of there. I left the stadium at 11. That was 11. And I don't think they got to post-game stuff until 30 to 40 minutes after that. And then, of course, you're not going to bed for a while. So we do appreciate Coach catching up with us there. Heck of a win overall. And, you know, I talked to him about Dante Wright. Having Dante back is absolutely huge. I don't know. I think, you know, one of the challenges in this one was, okay, you know, Wyoming is going to get their stud going. Xavier Valade, 28 carries, 147 yards and a touchdown. He got his. I said that in the key yesterday, Colfax. My first key of the game, I believe, was you're not going to shut him down. I can't tell you how many times I saw Valade run in a heap of defensive players for Colorado State and somehow pop out of it. He has a nasty stiff arm. His spin is ruthless. He doesn't go down on the first tackle. I mean, you guarantee it, he's not going down. He's 193 pounds. He runs like he's 225. So I knew he was going to get his. He was averaging 125 yards per game coming into this. We got 147 and a touchdown. I mean, he had two monster runs. We had a 38-yarder and I think a 25-yarder. So that adds to it. But they didn't let that destroy them. Valade ran beautifully, but it was kind of a case of few and far between. Again, he carried it 28 times. He'd carry it three or four times, and the Rams would kind of keep him down. And then maybe the next possession, Valade hits a 25-yard run, but CSU makes the stop. So he was getting his chunks, but they weren't letting him do it just, you know, time and time again. And again, he touched the ball more than anybody else on that football field. They were really trying to get him going. He was targeted six times in the passing game. He had two receptions, so Wyoming's going to throw that out there. We're going to our workhorse, try and stop us. CSU did just that. 45 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue on. We got Broncos-Falcons talk to get to as well. Can't wait for that game. See if Denver can keep this going, this ultra test that we're throwing at Drew Locke. And we'll see if it can continue throughout the course of the weekend. Mojer Funeral and Cremation Services, as unique as life. They have a simple motto: live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an awesome gift. 970-330-6824. All right, when we come back, A lot more border war post-game thoughts. Steve Addazio will get his, you know, react to some of his comments as well. Broncos Atlanta. We still got Cody Rourke coming up. Ryan Howell of Buff Zone. CU's playing host to UCLA this weekend. See if they can get their first win. Carl Durrell's first game. We'll be right back.